Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rapture Centric Radio.
Something like my makeup, I say you the best. I know you can't see it all by yourself, but you are beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. God ain't made you like anybody else. Don't let nobody tell you that you're anything less, 'cause you are beautiful.
Hey everybody, this is Luke here. I'm the guy starting up today. Today's going to be a little different. For the first bit, we're just going to have a select few people basically do like a quick teaching, I guess. So basically, I mean, this is just how God wanted it, really. And then we'll accept callers and probably an hour, maybe. I don't know. But basically, I'm going to be talking about basically hearing from God and my story on teaching how... Wait, one second. Basically, I'm going to be talking about my story of hearing with God and showing how each and every single one of you guys can also hear from God, because a lot of people totally overcomplicate it, and you'll completely understand what I'm talking about in a bit. So, and I prayed about this a lot. I really don't like talking about myself or anything, but God really wanted me to sort of give a small testimony of basically how He's worked with my life, to show all you guys how He can work in your life. So basically, I grew up my whole life in the church, and I went through the routines. I had Christian family, a Christian dad, was totally raised in Jesus, and I basically went along with the pattern almost my whole life. I was always living other people's religion. I was never living my own. Whenever I thought it was real, which it possibly could have been, I don't know, but I always ended up slacking off and then forgetting about it, you know. So my whole life, I went to a Christian school too, and I was surrounded by Christianity like crazy. It's ridiculous. But it was never real until, it was never completely real until December. I was making baby steps in November, and that's when I gradually started realizing my life is going absolutely nowhere. In high school, I did pretty stupid stuff. I got expelled from school. I ran away from home. Let's see, I've even gotten suspended before, but, and I was basically a high school dropout for a while, and then I ended up finding an alternative school to go to, because my private school that I was at, they weren't really accredited, so no other public schools would accept them, so it was pretty hard to find a good school. So I eventually got into the alternative high school and was able to get my diploma, which was by the grace of God, because I wasn't even really following Him at that point. But it just shows that God is always even willing to help people who aren't following Him. It's just they just don't see it or pay attention to it, but when you look back and realize it, it's amazing. And so graduated high school, and once I graduated high school, that's where my life really started to get out of control. I was hanging with friends. I'm not blaming it on the people I hung around with, because it was mostly my fault too. But like, I got into all sorts of drugs and just total life-wasting scenarios all around there. But basically, I did not get along with my dad at all. So I quit the job I had here in Oregon, and then I basically just went to Washington and to my mom's house. And my mom is not the best, I guess you say, parent, I don't know. But, like, she, for example, she would even do drugs with me sometimes. So, but basically, and ran away even farther from the Lord, and my life got even worse when I was trying to make it, you know, in my mind, better. So basically, he was really giving me a giant spanking, and I wasn't even following him at this time. But I honestly look back, and I can totally see how he was basically, you know, closing every single door and punishing me the farther away I went. So I was living in a garage. Eventually, I wanted to make a change, and so I started thinking about God more. And then I called my dad up and told him how I wanted to do something better. And so I was thinking military a lot, you know. So I didn't exactly know what I wanted to do, but I just wanted to get out of, you know, my mom's garage, basically. So I made my way back to Oregon and talked to my dad and everything, and he allowed me to basically move back in, which was totally a God thing because I did not deserve it at all. But so I moved back in here and basically had the idea of, you know, join the military, you know, because I wanted to get away, but I wanted to, you know, do something productive. So basically, we started the military process, and after that, I started seeing some of my old friends around here, too. And then I started getting involved in more, you know, drugs and retardedness. So basically, it was causing so much tension because I couldn't, my dad wanted me to find jobs, but I couldn't go to a job because all of them require drug tests. And I was basically trying to be deceitful and try to find every way possible to, you know, get out of trying to get a job, because I knew that if I failed a drug test, I would get kicked out of my house. So basically, I tried doing it that way for a while. And, of course, we all know that leads nowhere. And eventually, in November, this is the time where I started taking baby steps, because I was starting to see that there is absolutely nothing in the lifestyle that I was choosing to go to. And I basically fessed up and just went and told my dad straight up what I've been doing. And we did horrible things. My parents, they were at my my grandpa was actually dying at the time, and they were out of town at the hospital. And I would just have friends over almost every night, and just we'd be screwing around and doing all sorts of stuff in my parents' house. It was like that. It was bad. So basically, I wanted to do something right, but I felt like I wanted to be right with God, but I knew he wasn't going to work with me unless I, you know, work things out here. And I never really heard him at that point, but he really did make me know what I needed to do. And so I just went and told my dad. I told him, like, all the stuff I was doing and everything, just kind of making my first step of faith, because I knew I was either going to get kicked out because of a failed you know, drug tests for applying for a job or doubt for not ever getting a job. So I basically just told him, and he was really understanding, really. I mean, he was really heartbroken, which I can completely understand, but he didn't kick me out, which was quite a relief. And ever since then, I've been doing the baby steps and baby steps, and there's some other, there were still some struggles, but it's, you don't have to go perfect right away. That's a pretty rare case when that happens to anybody, but a lot of things kind of happened. I mean, we'd still occasionally get in huge fights and everything. In November, me and my dad got in a pretty bad fight. And what I like to do a lot at night and stuff when I'm feeling like I just need to blow off some steam is I just, like, go for a really long walk. You know, it's like a therapy session for me. But I went on this walk, and it wasn't a therapy session walk. It was like an angry walk, like, because I believed in God all my life. So even when I was doing wrong, I still knew he was there. I just didn't want to follow him, you know. But so basically, I was on this walk, and I was, I guess you'd say, angry praying. Because I was like, I told my dad all the stuff I did. I did what you wanted me to do, but all these things are still just going so bad. And I can't go a day without, you know, getting in a yelling, screaming bicker with my parents and all that. And I literally, like, I told him, I was like, can I just have a sign or something? So I just kept walking. And when I was on my way home, I got to this road. And there was behind me, I was walking, and I saw there's a light shining. And I saw my shadow walking across the street. And so I was just walking, and I look, and I saw two shadows behind me. At first, I thought it might have been just my mind deceiving me. I was hoping it was. And so I was kind of creeped out, but I kept walking, and eventually it got darker again. And then I had a flashlight with me, and I turned my flashlight on and looked behind me, and there was this cloud of, I mean, it sounds crazy, but it's what it was, but there was this cloud of, like, smoke. It was white smoke, and it was really thick. It's the smoke that, when someone lights a cigarette, you know how thick the smoke is that comes out? It's all wavy and everything. It looked just like that. I could even blow on it, and it would move around. And I looked all around me, but it was only in that one spot where I saw kind of the shadows falling behind me, like it was following me. And basically knew that it was, I just knew it was evil. I mean, it doesn't take a good Christian to know when, you know, the evil's right in front of you. So I basically started running away from it really fast. And I was running down this one road, and then I turned around and then went this other way. And as soon as I got to the church that I grew up in across the street, that's when it faded away. So then I knew for sure that it was really evil. And I went home and I told my dad basically what happened. And he said he was praying for me that whole time, but he didn't even know why. He was just praying for me because he just felt like he had to. And it was really intense. I've never experienced anything like that before, but that was my first real wake-up call, because when I asked God for a sign, it seemed like he revealed to me what's been following me around this whole time. But ever since then, that's when I really started trying to take it more seriously, the spiritual walk. And then basically in December, I have no idea why, but I decided to go on YouTube, and I don't even remember how, but I ended up finding one of Rhodey's videos, and he talked about the rapture being 2013, and I was like, oh, this is interesting. I want to see this, you know. And so I started, you know, looking at the videos, and then I find more people having all these other videos and all saying the same thing. And I was like, that's so weird, because usually it's just like one select group of people claiming a rapture date. And it was just weird to me. And I was like, there has to be something going on, you know? And then, of course, I was like, well, I should probably start getting right with God just in case, you know? But it turned out, like, he really used this to get to me. It wasn't exactly, I wasn't exactly scared of hell. I just, because I wasn't really ever focused on going, not going to hell. I just wanted to get out of my bad life, because I already knew how one gets saved and all that. And that's what I decided I really wanted to. So I believed I was saved shortly after that. And then that's when God really started to work with me. And then he started confirming all these like things I was seeing. Like Judy and John, when they were posting their videos, I was like, this is weird. And I asked one night if it was really in like 2013. And then he gave me a dream. It was like I wasn't even asleep, but I was still, it was like half asleep, half awake, I guess you can say. But I had a dream of these cars just flying into each other, and then this lady getting out and screaming at people and chasing them. And I was like, geez, that really looked pretty catastrophic. And then I was talking to some other people, and even Judy, later on, and they were saying how that possibly could have been what happens in the rapture, because people are going to be driving cars, and they're just going to fly into each other when there's no driver anymore. And then the lady that got out of the car and started screaming at people and chasing them was probably representing how fast the demonic activity is going to kick in once the rapture happens. And it all made sense. And ever since then, I've been getting all sorts of different confirmations, but I was always seeking mostly like stuff through man. And I'd always struggle because God wanted me to go through him first every time, which a lot of times I did pray to God about it, but I was mainly focused on, you know, what man was saying. And even if man is right, you should still always focus on God anyway. But, it just kept getting more and more intense with the Lord, and it's been going pretty great. I mean, there's some times where it's been pretty rough, but overall it's been pretty awesome. But I remember when God was giving people, I guess you can say, the, you know, fake countdowns. And I remember I told my dad, I was like, God said it was going to be by, you know, Friday. And he was like, okay, well, come Saturday, you're going to have to explain some things, you know. And so I was like, okay. And then, of course, Saturday came, and then he, like, comes in my room. And he's, like, trying to get me to admit that I was deceived or that I'm wrong and all this stuff. And I was like, it's still 2013, you know? And he's like, no, it's not. And I said, well, God said don't question it. And he's like, and that made him mad the most, because that's what a lot of the date setters in the past have done, is they find excuses to keep their date valid, I guess you can say. But he thought it was just another one of those scenarios. So it got really bad, because I was not going to deny all the stuff that the Lord's been showing me, because I know it was God, but he didn't see that. And so I even had to go talk to a pastor and everything and just listen to him lecture me about false people and how if it doesn't come to pass, then they're false and all this stuff. And I just kind of just sat there and listened. But that really, that day, because I almost got kicked out of my house again, because my dad said he wasn't going to live with false prophet stuff or whatever. He called me a false prophet, but I'm like, I'm not even prophesying. What are you talking about? Yeah, and that really kind of discouraged me majorly for a while after that, probably almost a week maybe. I don't know. But I was at the point where I didn't even want to worry about dates anymore. I just wanted to make sure I was right with God. It was it was pretty interesting because during that time, that's what got me to not rely on man as much and rely completely on God. So I could see how God used that scenario to even strengthen me, which is really cool. But basically, then I kept basically just relying on God only. And then I saw this video that Judy put out. Well, actually, I should say a lot of videos, but this one she was talking about how you, if you don't have the faith for it, you can't do it. And I really wanted to hear God like all these other people were saying they hear God, and I was like, oh, that'd be really nice. Because I was always asking, you know, what's Nate say about this? Or, you know, what did God say about that? But I finally, it's really nice to finally not have to do that anymore. But anyways, I heard her talking about how you have to have faith in order to experience the vivid side of God. And so I basically told him, I got on my knees even, and I told God, I was like, Lord, I really want this this relationship with you, this really vivid, you know, intimate relationship with you that everybody else is talking about. And I asked if you would open my spiritual ears, because that's pretty much all you got to do is just ask him to help you hear him, really. And he will, but so many people think it's so much harder than what it really is. So many people already hear God, it's just they discard it because they think it's themselves. But that's where faith comes in. You have to believe it is God talking to you. And then once you believe it is Him talking to you, He'll let you know it was Him. 1 second. So basically, if you believe what you are hearing in your head is from God, and you act out, for example, like, okay, he told me to go do something, and so I went and did it. And then later on, he proved to me that it was actually him telling me to do that. And then once you take that first step in faith and just believing that, you know, the voice you're hearing is God, then he will show you, and then you get better at it, and you begin to recognize his voice, and then that's when he starts talking to you all day, every day. And it's really fun. I mean, he tells you crazy things. Like just today, I was talking to a friend. You'll be able to hear her experience in a bit, but because this morning, for some reason, I don't know why, I asked God what his favorite color was, and he said it was yellow. And I was like, okay, that's cool. And I was talking to a friend on the phone today, and I told her to ask God what his favorite color was, and he said orange to her. And we were like, oh, well, they seem pretty close, you know. And then later on, she told another person, Katie, that...
Well, wait, no.
Whoa, Katie, when did you get here?
He told y'all first that it was gold or something.
No, I no one told me at all. I randomly thought the same. I thought about the gold thing the same time you had your confirmation, but I didn't even know you had the confirmation yet. Like, the same time you got your confirmation, the thought came in my mind that it was gold. But, because I texted Sarah at the same time, and she was like, no way, Katie just told me she had the same thing. But anyways, you're Katie, you just tell how that situation went, because you're the one who experienced it, kind of.
Well, so I was talking on the phone with my friend, and she was explaining all that Luca just said, and she said something to me like how, I don't know if God told her something she just told me, I know that it was either Luca or her that said God told them that yellow and orange make gold. I was like, okay, cool, like, that makes sense. And then I happened to be, like, staring at this TV in my room for, like, a really, really long time. And I just, like, read it, and what was on the screen, and it said upgrade to gold. And it's all about, it's like Xbox Live Gold, like, it's talking about get your gold membership now, like, gold. And so I was like, Cerebell, you're not going to believe this, but right when you said that, I looked at my TV and it says upgrade to gold. And so we just like kind of thought that was cool how he was speaking to us about that.
Yeah.
And I was like, sir, is your favorite color orange? And she was like, no, I don't even like orange. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also the other day, this is the crazy thing that a lot of people need to hear about. But, okay, someone on the chat room just said, please, he said, the chat room is working now. So all you listeners, the chat room is working now. So anyways, basically, a few nights ago, I went on a walk, and he told me to do some crazy stuff, and so I did it. And I talked about that on another radio thing, but I asked him if I could have a dream that night, and he said, yeah, you can have a dream. And he's like, after tonight, you can have a dream. And I was like, okay. So basically, that same night, I was laying in bed, and he told me sweet dreams. And I was like, okay, I really think I'm getting a dream now. And I had a dream, and this is going to make sense because Judy made a video earlier talking about a fish fry thing. This is where that came from, because in the dream, I was reading a note, and the note was from God, and the note said, I'm coming before the fish fry. The thing about it is my church has an annual event called the fish fry where they, you know, obviously they fry fish. And that's on Saturday this week, and pretty intense, you know? And so, I woke up right after that at like 2-something in the morning. And then I went back to sleep, and I had another dream that I was on a boat with a childhood friend and him and his dad, and we were all fishing. And then I woke up after that. And then I looked at my calendar on my phone, and I was like, what day is Saturday? And it's February 1st, Saturday is. And I called Dustin, and he said the Lord let him know that we were in the last week of 2013, and apparently a whole bunch of other people are, like, I heard Judy's been getting lots of inboxes from people, and they're saying that the Lord said that, that he was coming this week. But the thing is, though, is I've never gotten a date, a personal time frame before. I've always asked for confirmations on other people's time frames, and so it was really kind of shocking to me that he would actually do that. But so far, the Lord said that he would be here before the fish fry, and he couldn't have been more specific. He didn't say anything like, I'm coming in seconds or I'm coming now. He said, I am coming before the fish fry. So I can't help but believe that he is coming by February 1st. And the fish fry is in the evening time on Saturday, so even if we make it to February 1st, it could still be during the day, which makes me think, because I remember a while ago, Judy said Nate or John would get translated during the daytime, but I don't know, it makes sense. But.
And I mean, even if it doesn't happen, then it still is from God, and he's still,
I mean,
giving us...
I honestly can't see it being another... like fake countdown or whatever, because, well, for one, like, he gave me a time frame and I have never gotten one before. And two, it is matching with what a whole bunch of other people are saying apparently too. So, and God did say Dustin Wright would be right. So I wonder if this actually might be the time he's right. You know, but so basically I just wanted to get everybody to know that no matter how, you know, crappy of a lifestyle you've had in the past, I've only been, like, really living for God for around a month. Okay, no matter who you are, no matter what you've done, God can use you in miraculous ways, and he will speak to you. Just don't discard some of the things that come to you when you hear him and think that it's you, because God's in your thoughts, too, and once you believe that he can be in your thoughts with you, then that's when he starts really being active, and it's really fun. So you guys should all you really do have to have the childlike faith, because us and our, you know, intelligent minds like to question everything and, you know, all that stuff, and, you know, what scripture does that say it, and, you know, all that stuff. But really, I mean, you really do have to have the childlike faith and not question anything and just go along with it, because God will guide you every step of the way. And he will, in the end, let you know that it really was him speaking to you. And then that's when you really recognize his voice and you learn to just follow it. And it's really quite the experience. So,
hey, Sarah Bell, I think you're on, too, if you wanted to add to what we said.
Yeah, Sarah is, I talked to her last night, and she'll, because yesterday morning God told me that my job is to tell people how to hear him, so that's pretty much what I'm doing. But Sarah has a really cool experience that she wants to share, too. So.
All right. Yeah, guys, I also asked God if the rapture was this week, and I heard it's sooner than that, but you could say it's this week. So, yeah, we're out of here any day, and when I asked him about Katie and the whole college situation, he said, don't worry about it, because she's out of here. So, yeah, we're... need to be looking to leave in no time.
Hey, Sarah Bell, we were talking about God, you know, the favorite color thing, and how you, was it you that said God said it was gold?
No, that was me. I just randomly got it in my mind, and I was like, oh, that makes sense. So I texted Sarah. I was like, yellow and orange, you know, equal gold. And then that's apparently the same time Katie, like, had her own confirmation for that, too. So.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Judy, you should actually call in this time. Yeah. Katie, do you have anything to say?
No, but we have some more callers I'm going to take. 310,
okay.
You're on the air. Hello? Is this Jason? Hey, Leo, do you have anything you want to say?
I'm just kind of listening right now and taking all of that in, which is definitely helpful, because I, like, am still kind of walking that path and just, like, wondering and kind of discerning, like, what is that personal voice. So it's helpful.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to at first, but I feel like it'll get easier for all of us, you know. The more
yeah.
we ask, become. So.
Mm-hmm. I think I have more like feelings, which is random, I guess. But it's like, I don't know. I always like, I don't know. Me personally, I feel like I have a feeling, like a physical feeling, like I can feel it, like in my chest.
Yeah, it's like you have a sixth sense.
Yeah, like you'll be doing something
sense.
And you'll know you should either like not do something or you should, and it just like comes upon you all of a sudden. That's how I feel.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I make my connection, but I'm like, I want something more, like
right.
I want something more than that.
Yeah, just really, it's, do you ever hear basically like the voice in your head just like telling you something, and then you just think it's your own thought and then be like, oh, it's whatever? Or do you actually like take it as God saying something to you? Like, have you ever experienced anything like that?
Sometimes, like, I think it'll be that way when either like a person pops into my mind or something happens, like where I remember something that may have happened. Like, I think earlier I was talking to my son, and, like, I didn't say I was sorry for something. And then, like, the next day, randomly during the day, like, it comes back to me. And it's like, you know, I need to talk to him, and I need to say, like, I'm sorry for that. And it's just, like, this revelation that I wouldn't have thought about, like, or at least I didn't think about it at the time. And it's usually something that comes along later or while I'm doing something. It's just like where it, I don't know where it comes from. It just comes out of nowhere.
Yeah. Embo in the chat room had a really good point, talking about discerning the voice. He says, is it selfish, prideful? Does it glorify God? That is also a very important thing. If you're hearing a voice that tells you something negative or tells you to do something, you know, harmful or anything, basically discard it, because it's either your own mind just messing with you or it is, you know, the devil putting thoughts in your mind too. But if you there's like a you get a good feeling with when it's correct, because basically you he tells you something. And then, for example, it could be, I always hear stuff like, I love you, or I'm with you, stuff like that. Those are like the most common topics I always hear. But whenever I hear something kind of just weird, I always ask for discernment, and then usually he kind of lets it sit right, or he lets it not sit right. So I guess that's probably the best way to discern it.
Right. 925, you're on.
Yes, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, because yesterday I wasn't coming in, Claire. Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm alive. No, I'm blessed. I'm blessed to have all of you guys as friends and to have so many open-minded people who are waiting patiently for the Lord to return, so amen to that.
Amen.
So that was a great testimony that was given, and for some reason, when he finished, the first thing I thought about was Shaolin monks.
Really?
Do you know what those are? Have you seen any kung fu movies?
Yeah, I know what Shaolin monks are and stuff. So.
Because I mean, so what God brought to my attention is that, you know, the Christian life, we're basically all Shaolin monks. I mean, our
culture
doesn't come from training for attacking or training for the great battle. It comes from being the water pots and sweeping the floors and doing the landscaping. It comes from the 98% of stuff in regular life that tests us, and that's where our strength comes from. And it's a wonderful thing, but once you realize that, it makes every little thing that more important, because you realize that's where your foundation will come from.
Mhm. Yeah. This is Embo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I like listening to you talk. You always have some good stuff to say. So.
Yeah. Well, I think we all have a lot to say, and that's what's great. Everyone gets a chance to speak on this radio show.
Yeah.
So,
how many other? Wait. What were you saying?
Ellen, go ahead.
No, I was just wondering how many people we actually had watching right now. I was going to ask Katie, but
I'm not exactly sure. I'm never able to really know until after the show, I feel like. So.
Oh.
I'm sure a lot. I mean, the average we have downloading our shows is like 400, over 400, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what were you saying, Embo?
Well, I don't know. I've been doing some study lately and doing a lot of study on the Mark of the Beast and the image and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know if you guys want to hear about any of that. But.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so you know God created mankind in the garden. And first, God created us in his image. Then the Bible says he breathed life into that image. And then we were given a set of conditions. We were either obedient to God and did not eat the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, or we were disobedient. And the penalty for disobedience was death. And as all of us have been talking about the last couple of days, Satan always imitates God, whether it's to mock him or he doesn't have any originality, I don't know. But if we look at the order of events in Revelation, first, the image of the beast is created. Then the second beast is allowed to breathe life into that image. And then terms and conditions are set. Obedience and worship of the beast are death. So it's Satan completely mocking the righteous conditions that God set up in the garden. Except without choice and free will, you cannot have action. And without action, you cannot have love, because love is the result of the things we do for other people. So God created this condition for us to be able to love one another and him. But Satan is doing it in order to control people. But the one thing I wanted to point out is we all have our ideas and theories right now about the mark of the beast and the tribulation, but much of the stuff we're talking about will not come to be and come out into the open until we're gone, because the Bible says that Michael will stand up at the end time, and that the beast will arise, and that the abomination will stand in the holy place. So a lot of these things are here now, they just have not stood up. So that's kind of what we're waiting for.
Right.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy how obvious everything is now. I know some people that don't even think we are in the end times yet.
Yeah, a lot of Christians don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a friend I tried to talk to about Obama, and I had all this proof, and they're Catholic, and they're really easy to talk to, and I feel like they want to know the truth, but I was telling him to go and research Obama himself and see what he thought, and he was open to it and said that he would do it, and then I went and grabbed lunch with him one day, and I was like, did you ever look at the stuff I was showing you? And he's like, no, I hadn't gotten around to it yet. I'll do it eventually. And I'm like, you need to look into this now. And he keeps putting it off. I keep telling him it might be too late by the time he does it, and he just laughs. And I told him to just go ahead and tell all his friends that I think Obama's anti-Christ so they can make fun of me.
Yeah,
but
because,
you know, nobody believes it, but it's just funny. Not funny, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, could be, I'm 90% sure, but, you know, there's so much deception on the enemy side. I'll tell you some of my heretic views, okay? I believe the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and that the abomination of desolation will be something to do with human DNA and taking over control of the mind and the spirit.
Yep.
And I also don't think there's going to be it's not going to be a guy in a robe in a rebuilt Jewish temple with a talking statue saying, I'm God.
Well, yeah.
So, well, people need to know that, you know, like, it really makes me sad. There's another person I listen to sometimes, and this radio host had a caller who called in who had got the RFID chip. And he got freaked out, and he took it out, and he thought God told him that he was going to hell. And the radio host was like, yeah, you're not going to be forgiven. And I'm thinking, what? I'm thinking, how can people, you know, on one extreme, they don't believe anything, and on the other extreme, they're already condemning people to hell. So if we're going to warn people about the mark of the beast, we have to say it could be the RFID, it could be alien technology, it could be all of these things, because honestly, until it happens, we're kind of in the dark about it.
Yeah, I think people are going to know for sure what the mark of the beast is, but by the time they know for sure what it is, we'll already all be gone. And it'll be pretty obvious when the mark of the beast is revealed, because it's going to be very clear that you can't buy or sell without it and all this stuff. I think, like, now, some of these people, when they get it, I don't know for sure if they're really already unforgiven, because it doesn't seem like it's at that time yet. But that's just one thing I was never really sure about.
Yeah,
well,
and
just one last thing. If you study the mark of the beast and those people who are punished and whatever the judgment is, you never see those who take the mark of the beast. You see those who worship the beast and take his mark. Not or take his mark, but those who worship the beast and get the mark. So as long as, I mean, you shouldn't get it, whatever it is. But once it becomes worship or die, you know for sure if you worship, you're going to be judged.
I think here's the thing,
yeah.
though, that, like, when they, like, if it's the RFID chip, when they put that in you, I think that there's a certain point in time where they're able to activate it so that it will release whatever to, like, chemically imbalance you such to the point that you're able to be mind-controlled by it. So maybe whoever takes that thing, they can't not do it because maybe there's, like, instructions in it so that when whoever's injected with it, like, when they activate it, the mind control starts, and the only thing they can do is worship the beast, anyone who has it.
Oh, no, definitely. If you want to look at it, just look at the demoniac who was demon-possessed in the Bible.
Yeah.
He was just possessed, like, normal possession, and he was completely out of his mind. They couldn't bind him. He would cut himself. I think it's going to be
right.
beyond that form of control, like you were talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we have
the
any
other thing,
new callers? Oh, wait, sorry. What were you saying, Ambel? Sorry.
Okay, one thing. People need to realize the rapture is a position of faith. It's talked about in the Bible, but it's really a position of faith. If you have faith to believe in it, you're blessed. If you have faith to believe in miracles, you're blessed. If you have faith to believe in Jesus, you're blessed. But people want to argue against faith. Atheists want to argue against believers, people who don't believe in miracles. They always say the thing of faith is satanic. Speaking in tongues is satanic. The rapture is satanic.
Yeah.
It's always the same thing. Always the same argument against faith. So. All right, well, I'll let you get some other callers, so God bless you all.
God bless you.
Yeah, thanks.
Who is 914?
Calling in. Hello?
Hey, how are
Hello?
You?
Good, I'm good. Just listening. Don't mute me.
Did you say don't or do?
Don't, in case I want to say
oh, okay.
something. But I'm going to
okay,
listen for right now. I'll mute my phone, though, on the end, my end.
Sarah, about what were you saying?
Oh, well, that was pretty much it. Like, well, what about what?
We were talking about, what were you saying, Luke? What was she saying?
Yeah. We were just talking about how to hear from God properly. Sarah, do you want to share some other experiences you've had hearing from God, or are you good?
Well, like, what kind of experience, like, the things that were said, or, like, just how
like,
you do
basically,
it?
Your whole... Like, your whole process of hearing from him, like, what some of the stuff he's told you, just stuff like that, like, how it feels, I don't know.
All right.
How easy it is.
Well, the hardest part is to just believe. The hardest part is the most simple part, which is to believe. And it started out, I just asked him to open up my spiritual ears, and he did that, and then, like, shortly after... Before I knew it, I was hearing him, and just clearly. And when I said, Lord, so it was really just that simple, and he said, yeah, just believe. And I'm like, I didn't even know it was that was all I had to do. And he said, well, now you know. And and when I was just, like, so shocked. I was like, I can't, like, wow, Lord, the Lord is actually talking to me. And he said, why wouldn't I? And so, like, when you think of it like that, I think maybe brought up a point that made me think of some people, like, they don't, and probably Luke too, some people they don't hear from because they think, well, he wouldn't talk to me. And that's probably why they get discouraged and why they don't believe that he will. But when he said, why wouldn't I, why wouldn't I talk to you? Then I was like, well, it's a good point. Why wouldn't he? We're his children, so, like, why wouldn't he, you know, speak to us and counsel us? And but I think the thing is, like, faith and just listening. Just be still before him and just listen.
Yeah. And really, I mean, God, a lot of people, they think they're not good enough to actually, you know, hear God and have him actually talk to him like a normal person. It's really that basic. Like, it's almost like a conversation. But a lot of people think that they have to get to some certain spiritual goal, or they have to get some achievement or something. I don't know. But in reality,
right,
he can speak to you. Like, probably some people I've heard, God speaks to them right as they get saved. It all depends. It all depends on what your faith is. If you believe it, you receive it.
Right.
So, yeah.
Hey, Leah, do you have anything you want to add to anything we've said?
It's just funny that this is the message about it today, because I was definitely praying about hearing the Lord more clearly, and like the message that, like, I first started seeing in the beginning of the day, because I think that's part of my trouble, was that I was putting God in a box and I was only believing that he would speak to me in certain ways. Like, he would speak to me and messages, like, in print, or I would feel, like, that physical feeling, but never, like, I could hear him. And, you know, I was asking about that because I was telling the Lord that I wanted to be able to hear him. And, like, the only thing that I've been seeing, like, all day and was that I needed to believe. I would see that. And it would say that doubt, like, the first thing that I saw that was really, really spoke to me was, it said, doubt is an emotion and belief is a choice. And that was, like, what I saw pretty much, like, a little while after I had, you know, made that request to the Lord. And then from then on, the only thing that I've been hearing all day is believe, 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 believe.
Right. That's what he also spoke to. He said, just believe.
So it's like, oh, it's really that simple.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh, wow, guys. Mbel just commented or wrote in the thing, because you know how, because we're on the chat and we're talking about the fish fry thing. He said, remember Jesus had a fish fry with 153 fish representing a full harvest. That's pretty awesome.
Wow.
Because I honestly, I didn't even, all I heard was, I'm coming before the fish fry. And he was very specific with that. He didn't say seconds or minutes or days or whatever. He didn't even say, I'm coming now. He said, I come before the fish fry. And, Jason. But yeah, that's a really good point, Mbel. So thanks for typing that.
That's awesome. This is Stacey. Yesterday I was driving in my car, and I just kept hearing the Spirit of the Lord saying, I'm not slack concerning my promises. I'm going to come. And I was like, Lord, is this you? He said, yeah, it's me. And
yeah,
it was just really beautiful just to hear him. But I believe a lot of people, really, it's fear, too, because they think it's their mind. Is this me? Because when I started to hear the Lord, I would think, like, oh my gosh, is this me, or is this really the Lord? And you find that after a while, he comes in so many different ways. And he even speaks with an accent. He jokes with me with that. And, yeah, I'm like, he's like, I can do anything. You all made up out of my image. And but he is coming. I feel it. I was in my car coming from work earlier, and I was just, like, screaming and just praising God, and people in the other cars are like looking at me like she's crazy. But I could feel the lifting. I could feel where God is about to, he's about to just scoop us up any moment. And I can feel that, and I feel the anticipation and that joy, and I'm so excited. I can't get that song out of my head. I sing that all day. I'm so excited. But he's coming.
Amen.
He's also, he's really funny, too. I mean, I remember a lot of videos, Judy's always talking about how funny God is, but he actually is, like, really funny. Like, even with me and Sarah on the phone, he was, like, making us crack up. It was pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
But, yeah. He talked about, Sarah, what did he tell you about, like, Kaporins or something? What was that?
Oh, yeah, Kaporins. Luke said, ask God what rhymes with orange. I said, Lord, what rhymes with orange? He was like, Kaporins. And he was like, Kaporin, tell him. Pretty much. It was funny because he's called us weird. He calls stuff like weird and silly. Yeah, I asked the Lord, like, he called me weird, so I was like, Lord, like, why am I like this or whatever? He's like, you're weird. And so I'm like, I made you like that, and I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty hilarious. Last night, because like a really cool thing that God does sometimes, if whenever I do like a formal prayer, I hear Him say Amen to me back. You know, He'll be like Amen, Luke. You know, stuff like that. And so it was really funny because last night He said Amen to me again. I was like, I like it when you say Amen, and then He said Amen to that, and the way He did it was hilarious. Yeah,
He does have a person. He does have a fun personality. I've heard him.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's hilarious. He's like, why wouldn't the creator that makes some people funny, why wouldn't he be funny? He's like, we're all our personalities.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the people that is really.
I asked him a question today. I said, Lord, what question should I ask you? And he goes, why is the sky blue? It was so funny. I was like, what?
Right. And I happened to be wearing all blue, which I thought was funny.
I mean, I think it's, when we get to heaven, and when some people get to heaven, they're going to be like, why was I so stuffy? Why didn't I get let loose? And it's religion that puts us into, God hates religion, let me tell you. He hates it. He can't stand it because it puts him in a box. You have to follow these man-made criteria, and then you can't think for yourself. And then you believe that, everything you do, it's just like a man-made rule. And the Lord's not like that. We cannot, no matter how many years we're going to be in heaven, we're still going to see like newness of God. God is eternal. His personality is eternal. We will never be able to comprehend him. We're going to see new fossils of him when we're in heaven. And we have to just realize that God is unlimited, including his personality, his ways of doing things. And he is, I'm just so excited just to meet the Lord. I'm muting my phone on and off because my kids are just acting up. Hello? Yeah, but I'm just like, really? You could really see.
What'd you say?
Hello?
I'm still here. I'm just listening right now.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I hear a baby somewhere.
My baby, so I'm muted when they start acting up. I'm trying to put them to bed.
Oh.
So what are y'all talking about in the chat room right now?
Embo had a really cool confirmation of one of your videos. Embo, you should call in and explain that, because that's actually pretty cool, if you can.
About whose video?
One of your videos, like an airplane one or something like that. I didn't read it all, but apparently it was pretty cool. All right, yeah, he's going to call in. So.
All right, well, who's 210?
Oh, that
you're
would be
on.
Me.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. Shoot, I'm trying to put you on mute on the chat. Let's see.
Okay.
Okay.
You want me to put you on mute real fast and unmute you in a minute?
Yeah, just in the chat room, then I can talk to you guys. Cause
yeah.
I don't know how to do that. That way, I don't think you'll hear me.
All right, I think it's Inbell. Is this Inbell 925?
Yes, hello?
Hey, Inbell.
Hey, dude.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, he had a really cool confirmation, so.
All right, so
cool.
I'm going to have to kind of, yeah? I'm going to have to preface this a little bit just to give you a little information. Over the last 3 years, the Lord has shown me different things and had me study. And a long time ago, a woman made a video on YouTube where she said, God keeps showing me 423. So I asked God, if something's going to happen or if 423 is important, let me open up to that in the Bible. But I picked five different spots in the Bible at the same time, and they all opened up to chapter 23.
Wow.
So I'm like, okay, that's strange. So I start studying it, you know? And
right.
Basically, it leads to Joshua chapter 4, verse 23. It's talking about crossing the Red Sea and crossing the Jordan and entering the Promised Land.
Okay.
So, you know,
mm-hmm.
4 in Hebrew is the letter Dalet, which represents a door. So 4 equals door. In the Bible, 23 is part of division. 23,000 priests crossed over the Red Sea first, or crossed over the Jordan first when they went into the Promised Land. So forward a little bit, and I'm waiting, 2012, I'm waiting for something to happen, you know, the whole Mayan alignment thing. And I get a wrong number calling me, and it's a restaurant from San Francisco. They call up, they're like, hello, this is the Millennium. We're calling for your reservation at the Millennium. I'm like, what? They're like, yeah, didn't you make one? I'm like, no. I look at the time, it's 3:11, okay? 3:11 in the afternoon, and the Mayan alignment happens at 3:11 a.m. that month. So I'm freaking out. I'm like, 3:11, you know, Millennium. So I do Bible roulette again, and I open up I put four fingers in a thesaurus, and I open up to these pages. On one page it says, forever, a world without end. On another it says, eternity, a world without end. On the other one it says, escape, and on the other one it says, harvest. And God tells me, add up the numbers on the pages, and they add up to 423. So at this point I'm like, okay, this is God speaking. This is just beyond coincidence, beyond my own imagination. So anyways, the long story short is God keeps showing me this number lately. And I was listening. Katie had a video out. She's like, I see airplanes. I don't know what it means. God might give me a sign, but I don't know. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty interesting. She's talking about airplanes. So I say, I feel in my spirit, go to 4:23. She'll say airplanes right at that second. So I'm like, yeah, right. I click the mouse at 4:23, and the only word she says is airplane. And I'm like, whoa, that's kind of freaky. So I'm also looking at my computer, and I have different things God has shown me. One of them, God had me look up the word MC because he was showing me that in different ways. And a license plate comes up, and it says NC-423. Right at the moment I'm looking at this license plate, Katie says, but I'm just a girl from Alabama, and my license plate says 423 Alabama right on it. And I'm like, okay, God, stop it. I don't want to hear, I don't want to see anymore, just leave me alone. Hello, could you hear?
All right. Who all is on the line?
I'm still here.
I'm here.
Wow. Hey, hello, you guys.
I think we're still here.
Okay, who all is here? Because, like, I think the Lord, like, he's allowing me to share something.
Okay, isn't everybody else still here?
I don't know, but is that you, Katie?
No, it's Leah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where she is. I haven't heard her in a while. I didn't hear anybody else. Well, the last thing I heard was when Embell was, like, finishing his whole little, like, spiel, which was amazing. And then it was, like, totally silent. And then it said, unmuted. And then it was back to silent. And then you said something. And then I spoke back so you didn't feel like nobody was here. And then that was it.
Hey, okay. Well, anyway, I wanted to share something. Okay, I was just asking the Lord about, like, animals and, like, just asking him how he made certain animals. Like, if some animals he made them just, like, to look at, that they would be pretty to look at. And I was just asking him about it. I was like, Lord, is that why you made, how you made certain animals? And he said, yeah, you got it. And then he was saying, like, some were made for beauty to be looked at. Some were made for our entertainment. Some were made, like, just because we like to have them around. And then I asked, and then he said, like, some are made, like, as an extension of me. And I'm like, well, what do you mean by that? He's like, and I was like, you mean, like, by your thoughts? And he said, well, for example, like, look at monkeys, how they're really active. And he's like, that's kind of like him because he likes to have fun, like kids. And then he talked about tigers and how they're, like, majestic, like leaders. And I was like you. Yeah. Yeah, that's just what I wanted to share.
That's cool.
It is. It's really interesting.
Can you give, like, a more in-depth explanation of 1111?
Can I? Or... I don't really know what 1111 is, but my main numbers is 444-222, 1144, and I don't really see 1111 as much as the others.
Where do all these numbers come from?
I'm not sure, but as for me, he uses them, like, to communicate to me that we're going to go home soon, stuff like that.
I see 1111 or 111 all the time, or 444.
444 means you're going home.
What does 111 mean?
I'm not sure. Maybe he might be telling you to grow your faith. If you look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it talks about faith. And it gives, like, the biblical definition of faith. And Hebrews chapter 11 is an excellent chapter just to, like, grow your faith in general. Maybe he wants you to read that.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
The whole book, or you said chapter 11?
Oh, just chapter 11 of Hebrews.
Hebrews chapter 11.
Yeah, and yeah. I'm not sure if that will do anything for you, but it's just an excellent chapter in general to, like, grow your faith, I think. But I'm actually gonna have to come off of the line, It was nice talking with everyone. I don't know where everyone is, but, I'm going to have to get going now.
All right. Thanks.
We're still here. Bye. God bless.
God bless you too. Bye.
Hello.
Hey, Susie. It's coming.
I'm here. My kids are. I want to tell about some dreams I had years ago, but I can't because I have to keep muting my phone. I'm just waiting for my husband. My kids don't act like this. And for the past, since I've been on rapture-centric radio, it's been like chaotic. My 6-year-old daughter had my phone and hit it, and I was in my car for 10 minutes while she stood there and had me searching every inch of my car for the phone. Then when I came upstairs, she appeared it. And, I mean, I can't find my car key. I can't, for instance, last week. It's like, I get chaotic in my house. And I know it's just the plan of the enemy to keep me off from listening. So I'm, like, muting and unmuting and muting and unmuting. And I'm just like, okay, I must be doing something right. But it's for all this opposition.
I gotcha. Hey, everyone, I'm back. Sorry my phone had died. Okay, we didn't know where you went. It was kind of funny. Yeah, my phone had... Sorry. So,
hello?
Everyone's in the chat room talking.
No, I'm on the... I'm trying to... Hello? Can anyone hear
me? Hey.
I can hear you.
Oh, you can. Oh, good.
Yeah,
I couldn't tell if you guys were ignoring me or what.
So, we didn't hear you before, but we can hear you now.
Yay. Okay. So, a couple of people on the chat room asked about they want to hear from the Lord. They want to hear God's voice. So, I want to share a little bit of my experience on how to hear God's voice. Thank you, Christine, for letting me know that no one is ignoring me. I appreciate that. Anyway, that was just for Christine because I think she put that on. So this morning, as an example, I woke up and I was a little down, and I was down because we're still here. And
amen.
So,
aren't we all?
And so, you know, the spirit of worry set in. And, you know, I can name you all the reasons in the world why the spirit of worry set in. And everybody goes through the same things that I do. So, you know, I'm not going to go through the list. You know, everybody gets a spirit of worry on them from time to time, except maybe Judy and John. I think they're the exception to the rule. God bless them. But see, God uses them to encourage us. All right. So I begin, as I always do. You know, I'm always I'm a prayer warrior. So, and I'm a praise and worship and thanksgiving saint as well. So, you know, I didn't let the spirit get the best of me. And I immediately just started to give the Lord praise and glory, and I started talking to him. And, as I'm talking to him, I'm reminding Father God, Daddy God, that his word, who is Jesus, has told us he is coming. And we know that he's coming. He told us. But, you know, we're still here. So one thing led to another as I'm just speaking to him, and I told him right away as I'm talking to him, I tell him, but you know what? Even though I feel down and I'm not losing faith, I just feel down because we're still here. You are still worthy of all praise and glory and honor. And you know that I love you. And I love you because you love me. And you don't just love me. You love your people, especially those who are rapture-centric and looking for Jesus to come for us. So I'm just speaking to him, right? And as I'm speaking to him, I'm flooded. My spirit is flooded. My soul is flooded with peace and with joy. And this is how he spoke to me, through his peace and through his joy. And this is, you know, we sometimes hear, you know, Judy and John and Katie and Bo and Dustin tell us that, you know, the Lord speaks to them audibly. Well, he rarely speaks to me audibly, to my knowledge. And when he does, he yells at me. And maybe that's why he yells at me, because maybe he is speaking to me quiet. When he speaks to me quietly, I can't hear him. I don't discern him or something. I don't know, because I speak all the time. And I speak his word all the time. So when he speaks to me audibly, he yells at me. He yells at me. He will say to me, "Pay attention." And he'll have to say that to me maybe two or three times. And then I, "Oh, Lord, you're telling me to pay attention." Yeah, that's you, isn't it?
It is.
And the other way he speaks to me, and this is something everybody really needs to focus on. Okay, he speaks to us through his word. If we open his word up, if we open the scriptures, you know, we just say, "Holy Spirit, speak to me." Because the voice of God is his spirit. God is spirit, and Jesus is the word of God, and the spirit of God is his voice, who we hear. So we open up the scriptures, and we say, "Holy Spirit, speak to me." And all of a sudden, we'll start reading something, and wow, it just pops out at us. It doesn't always have to be about the rapture. It's something the Lord is speaking to us about. He wants us to know something about him. So for those who are you know, kind of down because they don't hear the audible voice of God telling them, you know, he's coming now, he's coming in seconds, or he gave us a dream, or a vision. I rarely get dreams, you know, and I don't think I've ever received a dream about the rapture. But boy, some of the dreams that I've had have been very powerful. You know, I've had a lot of flying dreams where I'm flying through the air like with the great bees.
Yeah. Right. Well, hey, you know? 503, you're on. You've been waiting a while. What did you have to say?
Okay.
503?
Oh. Yeah, that's me. That's me, Luke.
Oh, hey, Luco. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm
sorry,
special.
Carol. You can continue.
Well, this is, I just really wanted to encourage people. Listen to, read the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit will speak to you. God will speak to you through the Word. And when you're praying and worshiping and praising him and thanking him, when he's flooding you with his peace and with his joy that is unspeakable, he's speaking to you. So we don't always need to hear the audible voice of God telling us anything. It's his peace and it's his word, and that's all we need. That he speak to others, great. And our time will come when we will hear him speak audibly to us. But don't get, you know, please don't get bogged down if we don't hear his audible voice like Katie.
I had a dream two nights ago of him actually saying, "I saved the best for last," but it was like a robot that said it to me. And I thought that was really cool. It was like a robotic voice.
Wow, that's awesome.
So,
that's awesome. Well, that's all I wanted to share. And you know what? I'm not. Is it Bo that had the dream about the fish fry? I don't know. I can't remember who
that was. Luco.
That was
Luco.
Me.
Wow, Luco.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the thing was that same day I asked, like that night. I asked him, I was like, can I have a dream tonight? And he's like, yeah, you can have a dream tonight. And then while I was laying in bed that night, he told me sweet dreams. And then he gave me the first date line I'd ever had. He's never given me a personal date reference before. So it was pretty crazy for me, but it was pretty awesome. And he said before the fish fry, he was very specific, and the fish fry is February 1st in the evening time, so... I mean, and
wow.
It matches perfectly with all these other words that all these other people are getting, and they're saying that the Lord's saying it's this week, and he told me that too, and I believe it, so.
And, you know, I just also want to add that when...
Hey, Carol, give me just a second here. Katie or Luco, do you guys still need me on here, or do you have the show back?
I don't know. Katie would know.
Wait, what do you mean?
I'm
Did you have something
your
you need to
right
say?
Now.
You have the air if you want to say something.
I was making sure Luco had asked me to log in because there is nothing on there, and so I didn't want to stay logged in here if you had it.
No, yeah, you're on, so.
No, he wants to know if he can log, if he can hang up, and we'll still be fine. Is that what you want to know?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you're set now? Okay. Sorry,
yes,
go
I'm
ahead.
Mad.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for what you did, Jason. Thanks.
I do it again.
All right, Carol. What were you asking,
yeah.
Carol?
Well, I just wanted to add that when I was enveloped with the peace, and I, by the way, I still am. I'm just flooded with peace, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when I watched Judy's video about the fish fry, I got enveloped with even more peace, even though
mm-hmm.
I didn't understand what he was. What the message was going to be about. It's like I got a double portion of peace upon me, and this is the way the Holy Spirit, God, is speaking to us. You see, and if we just pay attention to those small things, the Lord
mm-hmm.
is really speaking to us all. You know, He uses all different people to speak to us, and then he has the word speaking to us when
yeah.
we're in our Bibles, and then
yeah,
we
it's just
end his
it's speech. Just crazy because it's crazy because I basically had no I didn't even think of what was significant about a fish fry. I just remember him saying that and being like, oh, okay, well, that's the event at my church on Saturday. And then if any of you guys have been looking at the chat room, Mbell has been saying all this crazy stuff, how, like, Jesus had a fish fry with his disciples, and that represented something about the harvest being full or something like that. And it was, like, really interesting because I'm, like, finding out all this stuff about it, like, a couple of days after I even got the message. And it's like, wow, I mean, I really do think that it's this week because I don't see why God would give us, like, a day. He didn't say seconds or minutes. He said, I come before that. So that's pretty clear
now.
To me. So, yeah.
I mean, a few months ago, I had a vision or a dream. I don't know the difference. Sometimes they're so impacting that I would think it's a vision. But it's like how we were waiting and to be rescued. And I was looking up in the air, and it was just only a weekend. Like a regular weekend, and we were I was just waiting. But
mm-hmm.
I know that he's coming, and when Carol was saying that Jesus speaks to us through his word, that's what he's been laying on my heart, that I'm not slack concerning my promises. I will come, and we just have to believe it, and we just have to know it in our heart, and I could feel it. You could just feel it in the atmosphere, and you just walk
yeah,
around and you
what's
wonder.
What's so hard is that we all do know it, but, you know, we're still in the flesh, and we still live
yeah,
in this world. We're surrounded by people that don't get it, and, you know, even my family, you know, they're all saved, and they don't see it like I do, and it's just hard, you know, and You know, like when I walk by and the TV's on and it's just the regular TV, it's like I can't even watch things that I used to watch that I didn't even think was bad. And that's how I know that I can't function here anymore, you know?
I just want to just like things that used to, nothing material. I just want to just live, be able to just one step at a time. And just, I'm not focused on anything that's material, and I just want to go home. And one thing the Lord just really allowed, because 2 years ago I grew up in the church. I was a pastor's kid and went to Bible college, but it's 2 years, 2.5 years. God woke me up because I wasn't focusing on Him coming. Or I thought I had like probably another 75 years here. But it's been 2 years, and I had to let go of my family. That means I used to worry about the people that was not saved. And I went to church one day, and a stranger came up to me and said, "The Lord said you want to save the world, but you need to just trust me." And the Lord left that burden for my family, and He told me that if you pray, just trust me, I will save your family. But I have to rapture the bride for others to come in. I have to do something drastically for most to come in. And I don't worry about my family anymore at all. And since I got my kids down, if you guys are ready to hear this vision, I told it to Leah and Carol, and I had this vision in 1998. I was a baby Christian. I didn't know anything, and I thought I was crazy till recently. But in this vision, I was in this futuristic, I'm not saying it's a spaceship or what it was, because I don't understand what it was. But inside of it, it had the most high-tech equipment that you would ever see. And my two little kids are 3 and 6.
I guess
this was in 1998. And they were watching, we were watching stuff from above the earth, down, we were watching stuff from these things, these monitors or whatever it was, but it was high tech, going on down on the earth. But basically I saw the soldiers coming. I could tell you what they were dressed like. They had black and white uniform, and they had, like, the band over them that Hitler used. This was 1998. And they had that cap, the hat that goes to the side. And I could see they were shooting, but they couldn't touch me at all because I was in this thing. It looked like a tabernacle. This thing looked like a tabernacle, but I wasn't able to, they couldn't, I was hidden. I was safe. And I believe that's the rapture right there. Hello?
Hello? Did she go?
I'm here.
Oh. I want to add something, too, to what you were just saying, Stacy. And this is for everyone, too. Okay. First of all, last night, Stacy sent me a text with some scriptures. And those scriptures are written in my heart. And when she sent them to me, I got such fresh revelation and insight. And what it was the Lord tying us together. Those scriptures had been personal to me, but when she sent them, oh my goodness, I felt such a, you know, I felt the connection of the bride. Same thing with Christine. On her last video that she put out, those scriptures are scriptures that are really, when I mean written, they are inscribed in my heart and in my mind. And when I'm reading them, again, it's like the Holy Spirit said, you know what, you now have your family. This is the, you know, the thread of gold connecting us, the thread of gold. The scriptures are now connecting us. It was just awesome. I just felt like, wow, this is, I have met with so many Christians over the years and fellowshiped with them, and I love them, and I know that, they, you know, they they appreciate my fellowship with them, but that connection is missing. Unless they're calling me to pray for them, it's just not there. And just this, just the scriptures that both Christine and Stacy sent me, you know, sent me, I was just, it was just like, wow, Lord, those are the scriptures I've been, you know, speaking and praying to you for years. Those are scriptures really inscribed in me. And I just felt that strong thread of gold connecting us. And it's not just, you know, us right here on the phone, but it's the body of Christ that is being connected now. Oh, and I started, I was on the air last night. Well, I was on the phone with you guys, but not on the air because it was afterwards. But so the chat people didn't hear what I shared. So I just want to quickly recap. And that was that I happened to tune into a Christian program on at a Hope Channel, which is a Seventh-day Adventist channel. Now, you know, say we can just set aside their doctrines on whatever, but you know, they really are into the end times as well. And this program was on prophecy. It was called Prophecy Decoded. And so I tuned in to see what they were going to say. Well, in a nutshell, the message was on, and I hope, Judy, I hope you're listening, because the message was on detachment. Detachment. And who has been talking about detachment? Judy.
Right.
Yeah, and
well, hey, we got another
people.
Call that's been waiting for a while.
Okay.
I'm gonna go to them. 580.
Hi, my name is Michelle. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Pretty
Hi,
good.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi. I was just listening in on you guys' blog talk radio show, and you're talking about confirmation as far as when he's coming. And yesterday, whenever I was waking up and crawling out of bed, this thought popped in my head that said, it will happen by Sunday. And I was
Woo-hoo!
Like, where in the world did that come from? Because it didn't even feel like my own thought. And I was like, well, normally I would be thinking, okay, there's a good probability it would happen by Sunday. But the thought said, it will happen by Sunday. So I'm like, oh, my goodness, maybe that was the thought from God.
Wow.
And to confirm, she just confirmed my vision that I had, that we were waiting to be rescued, and it was a weekend. I didn't even get to Monday. It was just during that weekend part that I was just there waiting, and I knew it was going to happen before Monday. So it's a confirmation. When she when Michelle said that, it just leaped through my spirit that, wow, that vision that you had. But he's coming. And even with the nukes that I dreamt about last week, that I saw a whole rose. I don't know what these things look like. And one of them sparked. I mean, things is about to happen on this earth, and God is about to, catch us away, because it's about to just go. It's about to just blow. And when it comes down, we go up.
Amen.
I agree. I'm so ready for it to happen.
Right. I know we all are, and I just can't wait. I mean, it snowed the past 3 days, and school was canceled for me, and right after I told my parents I didn't want to go back to school, you know, and thought that was funny. So I'm having a week off of school, basically.
That's like a compilation.
Well, I don't have, exactly. Exactly. Well,
when
everyone's on the air. We have 6 callers on the air, so.
You know, who was the lady that said they were told it was by Sunday?
Oh, this
Michelle.
Is Michelle.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how long you've been listening, but you did hear the fish fry one, right?
Yes. Yes, it was confirming what I was told.
Yeah, it's like we're all getting the same message. So I strongly believe 100% that, I mean, because he was very specific, and obviously he was specific with you too, but I really do believe it is this week. And I usually, I tried to stop saying stuff like that a while ago because I didn't want to risk getting discouraged when it flew by, you know. But I feel, like, very positive because I've never had him tell me himself before. So I really think it is this week. So
I mean, with the, even the dream that I had with the car going into the, racing into the other car and then slamming on the brake and then seeing the mansions, the castle on, in front of me on the hill, the Lord was just saying that it's coming so fast that this era, that grace is literally running into the next era. And he has to slam the brake down. That's how fast it's running. It's like an hourglass, and you're at the end of it. Everything goes so fast. And I just truly believe that. I truly believe that. And the sad part about it is, like, so many people don't see it at all.
Yeah.
And, it's like they're walking around in a fog, and all the signs are there. Just like that star. And I mean, I don't know if Leah is still on the line. I see that huge star in the sky, that bright star. It looks like a big plane, but it's really low. And it looks like a cross in the sky. And
is that a star in the morning?
No, well, it's not in the morning. It comes out, like, before it dusks. It's the only thing that's in the sky.
I see one in the morning that's really bright.
This one is, like, before it's like around 5:30, and then it disappears like around 8:39 o'clock. That's the thing. It does not stay there all night, and it's really, really bright, and it's shaped like a cross. And but that's a sign right there, and I've been seeing that, and he's just showing his signs, his roadmaps, and it's for us to really rejoice in knowing that we're not crazy. We are going home. And we just have to just, and he's knitting us together. He's literally knitting us together. Because what Carol was saying, I have people in my life, and I feel more closer to you guys than, it's not natural. It has to be spiritual, because I feel like I've known you all, and maybe we have. We've been friends in heaven before we came to earth. We're all in God.
Mm-hmm.
And God is just, like, knitting us back together. And I just believe that we're just going to be on the same street. We're going to be on, like, crazy street. And I said, party at my house. All you can eat buffet.
Wow. That's exactly how I feel. So.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Who's 626?
Hello.
626. I'm sorry. I didn't actually. Let's see. Hello. Who is this?
It's me. I accidentally hung up, and so I was calling back here. I don't sit at my computer. I use my phone to listen to the show.
But yeah, so I just wanted to say the snow in Alabama, it's real. But I know a lot of people, their snow is, I don't know what's going on with their snow. It's crazy. It smells like rubber or plastic, burning plastic when they burn it. So
I still don't get how that even works. Like,
yeah.
Did they ever find an explanation or something?
Harp is real.
Right.
It's in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
No, I just don't get how snow can smell like rubber when you burn it. The fact that you're burning
because
snow in the first
the,
place
the
is just
weird.
Because
the stuff they're spraying in our skies, I mean, you know, if it gets in our atmosphere, then it can get in our water. And, you know, all the water we use is recycled through the air and goes back up and So it's all the water we have now is the same amount of water we'll ever have. It's just what form it's in, you know. So if something in our atmosphere is polluting that, it can get in our water, I guess. And yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's weird. Has anybody ever gotten any new, has the Lord told them anything, like any updates with the whole this week thing?
Anyone? Silence.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes,
we can hear you.
Okay. I don't know if anybody knows, if any of you guys know who Paul McGuire is. But he's a he's an end times prophecy teacher.
I know who he is.
Okay. Well, he's going to be on Coast to Coast tonight. If anybody knows what Coast to Coast is, it's a secular radio show, but it's very, very prophetic in the sense that they George Norrie is the host, and even though he's not saved, he loves talking about the end times, and he brings on a lot of strong Christian believers. He's had Ellen Marzulli on. Tonight he's having Paul McGuire on. He's had Chuck Missler on. He's had Tom Horn on, and Gary Spearman on. You know, and he loves talking about the end times. He really believes something big is going to happen. He talks about he has guests that talk about the UFOs and, you know, the aliens and all kinds of topics that have to do with the end times. Some of them, a lot of them are you know, maybe new agers and whatever. But you can tell that they're tapping into the supernatural. And anyways, I just wanted to let everybody know that if you're interested, I don't know what station he's on over there. In the East Coast, he's on from 10 p.m. to, 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning. Here in Central Time, he's at midnight to 2 o'clock. 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning is when he's on. Most of the time I fall asleep listening to him, but he's going to be on at midnight Central Time, so I'm planning to listen to him, and he'll be talking about the what is happening to America and the sudden destruction that is upon us right now. So that'll be exciting, because if what he's going to talk about is what's about to happen to America, and we're leaving by Saturday, hallelujah! You know, everything is just going to start kicking in. So I just wanted to share that piece of information for whoever's interested in listening to Paul McGuire tonight. Okay.
I think it was Reddick Sky. I don't know if they were joking or not. They can respond in the chat room, but they said perfect love by Monday. I don't know if they got a confirmation from God about perfect love by Monday, but yeah. So that's what they said in the chat room.
Yeah, that was Reddick. Reddick Sky. and you know what? That's another word the Lord has been impressing on me. Or, you know, if you talk about hearing the voice of God, I've been hearing His perfect love. Everything that every time I'm praying to Him about His love, I insert the word perfect love, and that's the Spirit of God praying back to the Father, and His love is perfect. And I've been hearing that a lot lately. So that's another confirmation that we are connected by this wonderful, glorious thread of gold that's that's knitting us together. So I just wanted to share that. Okay. Are there any other callers on the phone that can share anything with us?
Carol, you have anything?
That was just me speaking.
Oh,
I just spoke.
I thought you were, oh, I had your voice confused for a second. Anyone else? We still have six callers on the line.
You know, I wouldn't mind saying something if you don't mind, Katie.
Okay, yeah.
Yesterday I'd gotten kind of down and out about a few things, and really it shouldn't happen because it was. I talked to a couple people about their stories, and I was really encouraged. And you know, I struggled this morning. I prayed, and the Lord just told me, He's just like, you know, you're getting attacked. And which immediately I felt better once I recognized what it was. But hearing everybody talk tonight, and Luca, you sharing your whole story, you know, and Sarabelle, you telling your part, and Katie, you telling yours, and M. Bell telling his, I'm on top of the world, and I just wanted to thank you guys for that.
Wow, good.
No problem.
But
thank
we're here
you.
For encouraging y'all, and y'all encourage us, so.
Yeah, you being encouraged by us encourages us.
Yeah.
Circle. It's the circle of love.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, God's favorite color is gold. So.
Yeah, apparently, yeah. God's favorite color is gold. So.
Yep.
Circle of love. Circle of perfect love.
Yeah.
You guys, did you guys hear the story about finding out God's favorite color?
No.
You didn't? Oh, okay. Well, this morning I asked God what his favorite color was just for kicks, and he told me yellow. And I was talking to Sarabelle on the phone. I told her to ask God what his favorite color was, and she said he said orange. And then we were just like, okay, we didn't really think anything of it. We thought orange and yellow, I guess, are sort of similar. And then later on in the day, I just got a thought. I was like, oh, wait, orange and yellow equals gold. And I sent that to Sarah, and then right at that same time, Katie got the confirmation that it was gold or something like that.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Was
I was
cool.
On the phone with Sarabelle while she was telling me the color story, and I was like, Sarabelle, you're not going to believe this, but what I'm looking at right now says upgrade to gold, Xbox Live, or something like that. Like, it was just, I just knew it was him, because he's been speaking to me through literal signs lately, so.
Yeah,
cool.
it's pretty funny how that all worked out. Because I was kind of confused. I was like, why did you say orange? I thought you told me yellow. But, yeah, it all makes sense now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we have 10 minutes left on the air, a little after 10 minutes. So, Eric just said, what do you guys do for hobbies?
Talk about the rest here.
Yeah, this is our hobby. No.
Yeah, this is our hobby. Yeah, we do countdowns. That's what we do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We do a lot.
We get
of
you all excited, and then we just leave you hanging afterwards. That's what we like to do. No.
Play PC games is what Gary said.
Oh, yeah, make videos. You guys make videos.
Yeah, well, my phone actually doesn't let me upload videos anymore, so I don't know why it stopped working, like, a couple weeks ago, so.
But you've got the radio box show, so that's even
yeah.
better.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Although, man, I loved your newscast, Katie. They were hilarious and so on par, so on target. I just, man, I got such a kick out of them. So did everybody.
Well, you know, it was funny. I wanted to keep doing them, but I felt like God didn't want me to for a while. But if I feel like He wants me to again, I'll do a couple more. Yeah, if we're still around.
Yeah, before Saturday.
Yeah, before Saturday.
Because we're leaving before the Super Bowl, so hallelujah! Because I do not want to get together with my friends who I, you know, I take them under my wing. I made a vow to the Lord that I would take them under my wing until He returns. or, you know, the mom who's 83, you know, is called home. And the reason I made the vow to the Lord is because several years ago, I had a falling out with my friend who's my age. We're 59, and I had a really bad falling out. I said enough is enough. She's just bringing out the worst in me, and she's a believer, but I just had to cut the ties. So for several years, I refused to talk to her and her family, who I've known since I was 5 years old. And one day, I think it was around 2007 or 2008, she leaves a message on my phone, because I won't answer her calls, to tell me that her brother had died. He committed suicide. And at that point, I looked at the Lord and I said, "Oh Lord, I know what I have to do. I know you allowed this to happen so that I could minister to them strongly now." And so I have. And the Lord has used me greatly. He's used me greatly to minister to them. And they really, really, and I say this to the glory of the Lord, no boast in me, okay, but they really love me very, very much. They appreciate me so much, because I'm there for them in every which way. You know, I'm their perfect friend. But, you know, they don't have that zeal and that passion for the Lord like we do. And so my friend lives with her mom, and her mom is 83, but she's very sharp. She's a very strong woman. And when her son passed away, you know, at the funeral, I told her that I would always be there for her. And she just hugged me and hugged me and hugged me, because I hadn't seen them for about 3 years. And so me and her daughter have, you know, we've patched things up. But you know, they're so different from me, just so different from me. So I go over to their home quite a bit. That's why sometimes when I say I have to go out for a few hours, that's where I go. And I'm always bringing up the Lord and ministering to them, and they receive it. But if I'm not bringing up the Lord to them, they're not. You know, they don't talk about Him. They won't talk about Him unless there's something, you know, some drama in their family, which there's always drama in their family. So they always ask me to pray for me about this, and pray about this situation. Come over and pray, Carol. Come over and pray. But you know, once everything is settled, once the dust is settled, they don't ask me to pray unless, you know, we're praying over, unless we're having dinner, and then they'll say, "Carol, you want to say grace, please?" They'll ask me to pray. So Sunday is the Super Bowl, and they've already told me I have to be there, and I really don't want to, but because of the vow that I made to the Lord, so please don't ever make a vow to the Lord if you can't keep it or if you won't keep it. Don't ever do that, okay? We have to keep our vows. If we make any vows to the Lord, we have to keep them. And I made that vow to the Lord that I would minister to them until He returns, or until, until the Lord calls the mom home. So let's go home Saturday or before.
Amen. Tonight? Hey, who's 864? We got 4 minutes left. 864, did you have anything to say?
Yeah, this is Dustin. Hey, you guys.
Dustin.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Dustin.
What's up? Love you guys. Just wanted to show my support for you guys before the show went off. I wanted to let you guys know, I think the Lord is showing me lately that He's either going to use one of these two events to allow the beast, the Antichrist, to announce that the aliens are here to excuse the rapture. One of these two events are going to be used, but Obama's already scheduled to do an interview right before the Super Bowl. But either the Super Bowl or the Olympics he's going to use for that platform. So basically what I'm saying is I feel personally that the rapture will happen either now, right before the Super Bowl, or right before the Olympics. And one of those events, he's going to allow the Antichrist to use it to get everyone's attention because everybody is already going to be tuned in on it. And he's going to use that to let everybody know, okay, you guys, this is what happened. The aliens took your children. They will be back. The aliens will give them back. He'll probably say, you know, he'll give them back in a few days or something. And actually, that won't be the case. Destruction will come shortly after that. But he's telling me these events will still happen even if we get raptured. So say we get raptured today, tomorrow, Saturday, the Super Bowl would still happen. And that's what they would use. That's what they would use to keep saying, if you will, you know?
Dustin, do you mind sharing how the Lord told you is this week also? Because we talked a lot about it. Like, all these people are getting stuff that are saying it's this week.
Well, man, I mean, really, it's really like, where do you start? But for me, the 28th was my mom's birthday, and it also was Nate's 70th day. And I knew right then, like, wow, something huge is going on. But also, my mom turned 52, and God told me 52, that stands for the 52nd week of the year, and that's why I believe this week is the last week of 2013. You have the Super Bowl this week, the biggest event in sports this week, and everything that surrounds that. And, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, what he told my friend he was coming by Saturday. Actually told my friend, a close friend of mine, that he's coming by Saturday. So it's just, I mean, it's so much surrounding it. So, and also he just gave me that revelation actually through Judy that, one of these events he's going to use to announce that they are here and what happened to the rapture. So basically, I really believe it's going to be now, right before the Super Bowl, and if not now, it'll be right before the Olympics. But if it happens, those events will still go on because mankind will use those events to say, you know, to keep saying, oh, we're going to go through it, because the 3 days of darkness are just going to be a spiritual darkness. It's not actually going to be a black. It's going to be power outages, but it's not going to be a darkness of the sun yet. That's not going to, the 3 days
right.
of darkness, it won't.
No, and the reason it'll be 3 days April. Of darkness is because then the 144,000 will come back after the 3 days.
Exactly.
Right.
You're right. You're exactly right. So, and I can see them keeping going. They will continue with the Super Bowl and continue with the Olympics if we left right before, because that's how mankind will keep saying. They're going to say, and the beast, Antichrist, he's going to say, you know, your children are gone, but they're in good hands. The aliens took them, but they will be back. They will be back in a few days, or we know where everyone is. Everything's all right, you guys. Let's go through with the Super Bowl. Let's just proceed like we were. You know, that's what he's going to do. He's either going to do that right before the Super Bowl or right before the Olympics, and he's going to use those stages to announce to everybody. But I find it so amazing. Obama already has a scheduled interview right before the Super Bowl.
Yes,
so,
he does. With Bill O'Reilly, a very strong, staunch Catholic who has Jesuit ties.
Yeah, and also, I mean, it would make sense because a lot of people are going to be looking at Obama for an explanation, just like in 9/11, George W. Bush had to give a huge explanation speech, you know?
And
so it completely makes sense.
That's why the Antichrist gets revealed. That's why he gets revealed, because you have to have whoever's in charge here. What is your explanation? You're going to have to find a way to explain
yeah.
why millions of people just disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
So,
yeah. But, yeah, man, loot, that's amazing.
That shows how pathetic our country is if they still want to participate in, like, the Super Bowl and all that, even after all the children disappear and all that.
Because think about this, you guys. Less than the country's population will get raptured. This country's population is 300 million. Less than that will be raptured over the whole entire earth. And,
yeah.
and a lot of those, and most of those will be children. Most of those will be children. So, yeah, the world would continue on with the Olympics, or it would continue on with the Super Bowl, you know?
Right.
That's pathetic.
And then guess what? After those 3 days of spiritual darkness, then the fire and brimstone is going to rain. Then the nuclear war is going to start. So it's going to be, you know, the games are going to begin, but right after the game's over, that's when everything collapses and goes down. So, you guys, I really feel like we're leaving now before the Super Bowl. If not before the Super Bowl, I feel like we're leaving right before the Olympics. And he's going to use that platform to announce to everybody. But I really think
now, when
releasing
is the
today,
Olympics? Is that shortly after?
Thursday.
Like, how long?
It starts Thursday. So, I really think we're leaving tonight, tomorrow, but especially Saturday, because the Lord has verses that describe us leaving on the Sabbath day, which is Saturday. But also, if we left Saturday, that would, of course, the next day they're going to go through with the Super Bowl. They got all this planning and
a
big party, so it'll make perfect sense for them to continue with it. Yes.
If you were here a while ago, you would have saw what Embo was saying, because you know how there's the fish fry thing? In the Bible, Jesus had like a fish fry with his disciples or whatever, and that represented like the harvest being full or something like that. Embo was talking about it, but it made really good sense, and I thought it was really significant. So.
Wow.
Yeah. So I really think we're not going to be here Sunday.
And so a lot of people
have
been getting dreams about the Super Bowl thing. A lady I saw today, I don't know if you saw Dustin, she had made a video about how, just lost my train of thought. Basically, she was saying that she thought she said that her son kept telling her to watch that movie, The Dark Knight, and she finally watched it, and she realized the Super Bowl and that movie was in New Jersey, and then she realized that they're actually playing in New Jersey, which was a revelation to me because I thought they were in New York. So, I thought that was
cool. It's in New Jersey, but it's New York's team. But guess how deep this gets, you guys? The name of the place that they are playing is called East Rutherford, New Jersey. And Rutherford, the meaning of that literally means, it means nuclear. It means something radioactive or nuclear.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So it's just, I mean, it gets so
really?
Deep. The stuff that's surrounding this gets so deep. Yeah, Rutherford. I looked that up earlier. It was in one, it's in the Grotz, this video. His video about Super Bowl. He has
Dustin,
a couple videos about Super Bowl.
Isn't the name of the stadium called the MetLife Stadium?
Yep.
That's kind of funny because we're all about to meet life.
Wow. I was trying to think. I was like, what could MetLife be? But wow, we just met life. You just met real life.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
MetLife.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's huge. And I thought about the New York Giants. This is their stadium. The Giants are the Nephilim, these creatures that will be here after the rapture.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Dude, we out.
We out. Let's see. I mean, it's going to be, I definitely think we're out of here today, tomorrow, Saturday. Really, I really do. So, Katie, don't worry. You're not going to have to keep going to school.
Yeah, Katie, seriously?
Yeah, Dustin, how funny is that? God had it all planned out. It snowed these past 3 days. School was canceled.
Oh, it was canceled?
Yeah, school was canceled. Like, I'm not going back.
Wow.
It was like the perfect amount of time for her not to have to go back to college.
Wow.
Yeah, like, what are the chances of 3 days of school being canceled?
Like, and we're actually getting real snow. It's not fake.
Yeah, it's real snow, but, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, I definitely think that's for this weekend. I definitely think that's we're
out
of here.
I do too. I really do.
Dude, there's too many things
pointing
towards this week.
I mean, all the confirmations on YouTube, people having dreams of this stadium. I mean, something big is going to happen. I mean, if you were just to walk into the Super Bowl, I mean, isn't the security so great?
Mm-hmm. They keep hyping up the security on the news and stuff, you know. Almost if they know something is going to happen.
Exactly.
Or, you know,
I'm like, why are they talking about this? Like, actually, this
incredible.
Is the biggest event since 9/11. And
there's a comment on my video that in the snow video. So you guys have to go look at it. Somebody left a comment. It's like almost a page long with these confirmations. It even puts like this woman puts like two songs in there. I mean, it's really deep. It's really deep what she's
I'm
saying.
Looking at it.
I mean, it's like.
Dude, that was
like,
a funny
wow.
video, Dustin.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Is it recent? Let's see.
Yeah, her name is God is Love, and it's on that video, the comments. But it's like, wow, just read that whole comment, and it's a lot on it. But it's so many confirmations, I'm tired of them.
It must have got flagged.
Did it?
Yeah, I think
so. Let me see.
Oh, that's lame.
I didn't think it did.
Yeah.
It's not on that video.
I don't see
Dustin,
it.
Dustin, you can unflag it. You can, like, make it not spam anymore from your account.
Yeah, I'm about to log in right now. I thought it was on there. I already did that earlier, so YouTube must have flagged it again. They were like, this is way too
terrible. Yeah.
Stop that.
It's so much. It's so obvious, too.
They removed.
Yeah.
Like,
what they're doing.
The Grotz has this one video that I keep putting on there every day, and every day YouTube will take it off. The one video where he talks about the where he shows you how the stadium is shaped like a Seahawk.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that video. I saw the one talking about like a black boot over the stadium or something like that.
Yeah, it's a huge black boot over the stadium as if to say like God's foot is coming down over it.
Yeah.
There's a video by Freedom Fighters, and it is crazy. It is the craziest thing. It cuts out halfway in the video. Like, you can barely hear what it's saying, and you've got to see it. I've got to find it real fast.
Hey, did you guys, in Zach's latest video, did you guys see the feathers floating around and, like, the dots and stuff?
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom Fighter.
How many people are on the phone thing right now?
On the phone? We have 6, 7.
Oh. Everybody can talk.
Let's see, where is that?
We need to say, come, Lord Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Come.
Come.
Please.
Come.
Technically,
come.
It's like it's like, I think he already heard us saying come, because he gave us such a clear confirmation.
That's true.
So many ways that I thought he's already coming now.
To,
so it's like, okay. It's like, I believe you, Lord. You're coming now.
Yeah, we believe now. We believe that he's coming, you know, he's coming now. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's true. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Okay, everyone needs to watch Frequency Attack Seems to Have a Message by Freedom Fighter 2127.
Who does? Can you say that again?
Everyone.
Everyone needs to watch Freedom Fighter?
Freedom Fighter 2127.
Okay, just like the video, and then I'll see it on your likes.
Okay, I liked it.
What is it about?
It's about the Super Bowl, and he goes into a lot of detail about it. No, it's fine. I just want everyone to watch it when you can. It's called Frequency Attack Seems to Have a Message. Okay, go ahead, Dustin.
It's not actually on the snow video, Katie. It's on the one before that one, the new revelation is being poured out. Go to that one. Wow, and I'm going to read you the first part of the long comment. He says, did you know Super Bowl 48 is on the same sacrificial ley line as Sandy Hook, Boston bombing, Syria chemical attack, the Navy Yard shooting, and the World Trade Center bombing, and Stonehenge?
Oh, my God.
It's on the same ley line.
Wow.
As all of those. And that's just
what
the beginning
that
of the
mean,
comment.
What does that even mean, ley line? What does that mean?
I know.
It's the same area. It's the same land.
Oh.
It's like the same line. Like if you drew a line across the earth, all of them would follow that same line.
Wow.
Oh.
They're all aligned, if you will. All those places. That's just the beginning of the comment, though. The comment is freaking amazing.
Yeah, I'm
and
reading
she said,
it right now.
It's crazy.
Where is this? Dustin.
This is on Dustin's video called his Rapture Update Seconds Away New Revelations video.
Okay.
And it's the first
And you'll
comment.
See a woman named, it's a woman named God is Love, yeah. And she actually commented on my comment back to her with even more confirmations.
Wow.
Hold on. Wow.
Hey, guys,
I'm actually going to get
off now, but it was cool talking to y'all.
Okay,
yeah,
bye.
It was great listening to you guys.
Okay, good night.
Bye.
Love you, Luke.
Homer watched a game between the Broncos and the Seahawks where there was 30 seconds left and the Broncos were 1 point behind when he told them, come on, that they can make it. The game ended with the Broncos winning and Homer was mad if he didn't bet on them like Professor Pigskin told him. Sunday crudity day.
Trudy Sunday is the 12th episode of Season 10. It originally aired on January 31st, 1999, aired right before the Super Bowl Denver played in. And this episode, Bart spots the Super Bowl halftime costumes and seizes the opportunity to use them to knock the guards down and run inside. They are soon caught and put in the stadium jail.
Hmm.
Wow.
How does she know all this?
I know. It's so, wow. That's incredible.
That comment is crazy. This is amazing.
Oblivion has 80,000 MetLife last Super Bowl wearing Yankees caps. What?
Yeah, the Trump Oblivion movie, they blatantly say that New York Super Bowl is the last Super Bowl ever.
Wow.
And well, they say that aliens come. Huh?
Did anyone watch or read The Vision by Wilkinson? He passed away now. And he said that there was going to be a 1,000 fire in New York, and New York would be set on fire like never before. I really believe that it's here. I think about a couple of days ago.
Wow.
And
yeah, well,
I want their week. That's when he's going to move in. Because Americans, like, they're just waiting. It's like they're lying, waiting to move in when we're weak, at our weakest point.
Yep.
And better way to do whatever you want to do at a Super Bowl. Because everybody's going to be watching. Everybody's going to be glued to their television that day.
Yep.
Except
right.
me. I never watch football.
And if you're not glued to it, you're hearing about it. You can't stop hearing
mm-hmm.
about it.
Amen.
So
yeah.
It's like the whole world is your attention is on it because you're hearing about it, you know?
You can't get away from it.
That's how we know God is. This is what God's been waiting on. This is exactly what God's been waiting on.
The whole entire street football. That whole street is all Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl Avenue. And it's all...
You're cutting out.
Who, me? I'm sorry. No, I was saying that they turned the whole entire Times Square into Super Bowl Avenue. It's all Super Bowl. And it's they're going big. Big, believe it or not. It's all you see.
Oh, yeah.
I live in New York, so and I live, 45 minutes from the city, and it's absolutely, that's all they talk about, football.
Mm-hmm. And it's crazy.
I mean, the biggest thing
already,
to me is that we have live TV devil worship on TV, you know, I mean.
Mm-hmm. And he was already about to bring his judgment to New York City because people have already, when the mega quake happens, it's a huge tsunami that's going to wipe out Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually had that dream. So the fact that the Super Bowl party is going on right now in Manhattan before the Super Bowl starts.
It's true, though, because it said that they're going to be, it's like the day of Noah, they're going to be celebrating and they're not even going to know what hit them. And but I had that tsunami dream too, and it was coming towards me. God showed it to me twice, so, and it's huge. I have never seen it's huge. I literally had to like look all the way up just to see. I couldn't see the end of it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it's coming. I know it's coming.
So it'll make sense that it will happen before the Super Bowl while all these people are in the street. Even though God doesn't want to purposely bring his judgment, but this is what has to happen. You know, to be honest, I'm not judging anybody in those streets because guess what? There are some brides in those streets, but they will be raptured. But after we get raptured, that means everybody else left in the streets. You weren't prepared, so you better give your life to Christ then because a tsunami is coming. It's going to wash away everything in those streets.
And the weirdest thing about it, too, Dustin, is that when I saw the tsunami coming, I was not scared. And I was trying to warn other people.
Mm-hmm.
about it, but I was not scared to see. I wasn't running. People were like all going all over the place and everything, but I was not scared at all. So that kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
For sure, man. And
come back.
If you got left behind, it's just because you didn't call out to God, you know. You know, I really feel like the Lord has shown me this is how it's going to happen. The mega quake is going to happen first, and that's what's going to make the harvest ripe. I don't think he could do this, but I don't think so. This is what he showed me. Personally, he's so merciful. He is going to shake that earth, and that's what's going to make the harvest ripe, because in that shaking of the earth, you're going to have all these souls crying out to Jesus. And in that minute, whoever cries out, you're going to be taken. If you don't cry out fast enough, if you just try to save your own life, like he said, whoever tries to preserve their own life will lose it. But whoever dies for Jesus Christ, you're going to live forever. So if you're trying to preserve your life while the earth is shaking and just try to hide and just think you're going to be okay without crying out to him, then you're going to get back on your feet and see that people are disappearing and there's chaos going on, you know. But he
wow.
did. I really think it's going to be that shaking and that he's so merciful. You know, up to now, people thought it was just going to be a blink of an eye. It's going to be random. Like, there's going to be no precursor, nothing. It's just going to be a random second of the day, and people are going to disappear, poof. But that's not actually how it's going to happen. He is going to shake the earth. It's going to be a mega quake felt everywhere. And then we're leaving
and
with that.
And we actually aren't going to be caught off guard.
We're not, because we're watching. We're watching, and we know God is showing it to us. And we're not going to be caught off guard, and that's what he wants. I saw somebody that made a video today that's saying, if we're not supposed to set date, and the Lord said, if we were watching, our house would not be broken into. And I wrote back to the person, I'm like, yeah, if you watch, your house would not be broken into, but God is not going to come like a thief in the night to us, because we know he's coming. We know he's coming. We when he comes to the door, he ain't going to have to even come to the window to us. He's going to come right through the door. To them
he
that
said,
are not watching, he's going to come through the window.
Exactly.
Yep.
He says no man knows the day and hour, but he just told our brother in Christ that he'll be here by Saturday. So that shows you that's not for us. He said no
and
man knows the day or hour, but he just...
That.
Leah
yeah,
has
exactly.
something to say. Leah has something to say. She just got a vision, and she needs to tell it to you guys.
Okay. Thanks, Stacey. That's funny.
You're welcome.
Okay, I was sitting here, and I was texting Stacey because I was like, that was weird. So I was just, like, listening to you guys talk, and so I'm like, I don't know, it was kind of like I was asleep, but I was not asleep. It was weird. I don't know, this stuff doesn't happen to me. So anyway, all of a sudden I, like, see, like, New York City. Like, the street, you know, like, when it's, like, New Year's Day, and you see, like the streets when there's, like, all the people, like, out, and they're, like, lined up, mm-hmm. and it kind of looked like Times Square. I can't be, mm-hmm. like, sure, but it was just, like that scenario, and there's tons of people in the streets, and they're all, like, screaming and yelling, like, happy, and then all of a sudden I see, like, explosions. It looks like fireworks, but I don't think it was, and then it just, like, went away. It was really weird.
That's what they're going to think is going to be happening, but it's not going to be fireworks. It's going to be real explosions. Wow, that's deep. That was like an open
I'm
vision
just
you
like,
had.
How is, I'm just trying to figure out how something isn't going to happen at the Super Bowl, you know? Like, how is it not? I just don't see it.
I mean, my husband is a big football fan, and I said to him, because he doesn't really believe, he thinks, I don't really talk to him about these things, because he thinks I'm crazy, that's all I'm concerned. And I said to him, they're focusing on Russia, but what about if something happens, I believe something's going to happen at the Super Bowl, just to test him out, see what he would say. He said, oh, it is so well secure. No one can never get into that. Oh, no one will never, they're well secured. And I'm like, wow. And I think that's what the world, most people think.
Right.
They're so well secure. And they're going to be caught off guard because they don't think that nothing can break their so well secure.
Well, they don't realize that the very people that are protecting them are their enemies.
That's the one they're doing it. Yep. So sad. I was, so I laughed, and I was,
it's
like, okay.
Really sad.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, does anyone else have anything to share before we get off?
Well, this has been so good, you know. I'm just really, I'm excited. Dustin, sing for us.
Yeah. I know. Dustin got off, I think.
Oh, okay. But God is good, and I know He's coming. You could, I mean, my kids were so bad that I have never seen it this way. I wouldn't even tell you what. I probably text Leah later and tell her what my kids did. And but I know, that's why I know that the enemy is like mad, and I can literally see the sparks in my room. I was lying down last night on my bed, and I could see the angels and the sparks, like, in the air.
Oh, I had a big one the other day. I had a big one.
Wow.
I mean, it was, like, huge. Well, it's like, that was not my imagination.
Oh, no. I'm just, like, sitting here, and I'm looking, and I could just see them going from one end to the other, and you could just see it, and the light, they're here. The angels are,
right,
like, here, ready to scoop us up, and it's going to happen.
I just can't wait to see what happens, you know?
That's why God is going to do it in a twinkling of an eye, because I do think about it. If He doesn't do it, that's past.
Yeah.
Wow, that feeling going up.
Well, I wish I could be with all y'all right now. That would be fun, but...
Mm. You know what? We're going to have eternity to spend. We could spend 1,000 years at each other's house and still have more eternity. That's life. Met life.
Amen.
We're going to live life abundantly. Abundantly.
Wait. All right. Well, we're going to end the show, I guess. And we'll be on tomorrow night and then the morning tomorrow. So. Love y'all.
Okay. Love you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for hosting the show for us. We are very blessed and highly favored to have you, Katie, and Dustin,
yes,
and Jason, and who am I missing there? And all the chatters, everybody. We're very blessed and highly favored to have you guys host the show.
Well, we're glad that y'all listened in.
I look forward to it. Are you kidding me? I look forward to the show. Tomorrow I don't pick my kids up. I'm going somewhere where I could have me some time to listen to the show without. I'm not even coming home. I'll stay in my car. It's like a struggle.
I know.
But thank you.
Well,
love you, Carol.
I hope we don't wake up here tomorrow.
Yeah, Lord, no wake up. We wanna be flying as soon as we get off the phone, or even while we're on the phone. This would be a good time for us to fly right now.
I'm ready.
We're all ready.
I'm
Hallelujah.
So excited.
Does anybody listen to the recordings that we have on here?
I did it the first night.
You did? Okay.
But, yeah,
I listened to the one this morning. But yeah, I know people are listening to them. I think Christine has mentioned she's listened to a few of them. And
Well, we've had over 1,000 people, you know,
really?
Listening in. And we've had, you know, 128 people on the phone, 15 on iTunes. We have 9 unknown users. We have podcasts. We have 5 people in there. So we have a lot of people listening in. So
The word's getting around.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, the word is getting around. Yeah, Jesus is the word, and He's getting around. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you interpret Carol. I know you probably want to go, but I was thinking about this vision I had many years ago. I ran outside and I looked up in the sky and I saw the stars running along the sky. And I started to count them, and I count 12 stars. And then behind were these precious stones. I don't even know what they were, but I know emerald, diamond, all these rocks were behind there. And for many years, I wonder about that dream. But I remember counting 12 stars, and they were like running in a straight line, and then behind them were all these precious stones.
Wow. You're cutting out.
I said I don't write any of my dreams down. I just remember them, and that came back to me tonight. And so I don't know if anyone have an interpretation of what that is or what.
Maybe that we're close to heaven. I don't know.
It was specifically 12 stars that I count, and then the precious stones behind them. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's a jewel.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Does anyone know?
Well, maybe somebody in the chat will know tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I love you all, and we'll be back tomorrow night, so.
Okay, love you.
Well, have a good night.
Yeah.
Thank you all for calling.
Good night, everybody.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.